The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
RDU 98.5, yes, that's right. It's time for the Guest List, and I'm incredibly excited for today's Guest List guest. A mouthful. I have Basalt in the studio. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you for coming in to do this morning. When I came to you with it, said pick some songs, was that a hard task for you?
It was pretty hard. There's a lot of New Zealand music that's really good.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of different like things that I'm into as well, so to narrow it down to three was pretty tricky.
Yeah, shit. Now, with your selections, have you tried spreading them out, or are they quite niche to you?
The first one's pretty niche.
Cool.
The first
cool.
track on my list is by an artist called Fiss, who I don't know much about. All I know is his name's Oliver.
Yeah. And,
This track is cut to dub plate, and I've got it here. I don't know how many other copies exist, maybe none.
No, yeah, that is... I'm still speechless about this. So, in the entire time I've done Guest List, no one has ever brought in a vinyl, let alone, like, a dub plate. So, this is quite exciting. But before we get to that, Basalt, who is he to you?
Sorry?
Who is Basalt to you?
It's just like an alias that I like DJ and make beats under.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just like...
Now, just, but you make a lot of beats.
Not as much as I'd like to. I actually haven't really like been doing much recently, but last year I was at Mains, and that was when we were like making heaps of beats.
Yeah, right, right.
And I was doing a lot of stuff with my mate Tim, aka Schley. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you were like... You're part of, like, there's a few of you who sort of DJ in your social groups, right?
Yeah.
So how does that, do you, like, work together on these things? Or do you, like, talk about DJing and shit like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of music chat.
Right.
Maybe too much when we're hanging out with other people that aren't super involved in music. We kind of got to tone it down. Otherwise, we'll just talk about music forever, yeah.
Oh, my God. So what does Basalt play or... Will he play anything?
I guess like the Basalt alias plays like lots of UK bass music and like just left of field electronic music.
Hell yeah.
And lots of footwork.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now how do you kind of like find, do you do a lot of crate digging and that sort of thing to find your tunes?
Yeah, lots of digging for music. I guess in like Christchurch, pretty limited here with record stores. Lots of time spent on YouTube. You can like kind of find like a real sick channel that just uploads like crazy shit that you've never heard before.
And wow, really?
Go through that and then straight to Discogs.
Oh my God. So I feel like, I don't know, I've seen you play like a billion times. Do you have gigs that like stick out in your memory as like really good gigs?
I do, yeah, there's a few. I remember my first gig was really cool. That was actually the anniversary was like yesterday or something. That was real fun. It was at Flux.
Like how many years anniversary?
It was only like 2 years ago.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, I only started playing about 2 years ago. Yeah.
Now if you look back on like 2 years ago, do you I guess Mains would have helped, but I feel you probably think you've improved quite a lot.
I reckon I've improved. Yeah, slightly marginal music taste when we first kind of like kicked off. But we were like DJing for like a few years beforehand and we were kind of like getting into it. And then, then just got asked by the Two Minds fellas, Corbin and Dan. Played the first gig at Flux since lockdown.
And oh, shit.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, my God. Now, how did lockdown go for you? Because I know some people really embrace lockdown, other people were like driven crazy by it. Well, how were you during lockdown?
Oh, it was pretty fun. I was just living at home and
good
kind of in a secret bubble with some mates and
Right, right.
Just went skating a lot.
Yeah. Fair enough, to be honest. Now, I really want to play this first track of yours, because no one's ever actually brought in something like this before. So, Fiss.
Yeah.
A Littleton artist?
I think Fiss is from Sumner, but I don't know. Right, I honestly don't know. PZ would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is where I got this dub plate from.
Yeah, yeah. So PZ, like, printed this for you.
Yeah, PZ gave me this as a present for my birthday.
Well, and shit.
It's in 3-4, which was pretty, was quite, like, a thing maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Kind of pioneered by Flex, Webster, and PZ, and Fiss. They were making lots of beats in, like, the time signature of 3-4.
Mm. Now, it's really interesting you bring that up, and I want to talk a bit about that after this track. Now, are we all set up here? Are we good to go?
I guess, yeah, I think so.
You'll be better at that side of your desk than I am, to be honest. Anyway, what are we expecting to hear here?
It's pretty, like, dark track. It's pretty dark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though, yeah. I really
okay,
like
cool.
It. Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, kick it off.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Damn. That was like dark, but not like inappropriate for morning dark. Yeah, no, it's quite good.
It's definitely an early morning churn.
And so that obviously is a bit of a prized possession of yours.
Yeah, this is a very special record to me.
So let's now, you mentioned before we play this 3-4, which is not a very like common way of playing anymore, but you do play 3-4. Not exclusively.
Not exclusively, but I definitely enjoy doing it every now and then.
Do like, are people real thrown by that?
Some people can be quite thrown, like,
yeah.
I was watching PZ play a full 3-4 set a couple months ago, and it was wicked, like, yeah, the rhythm and stuff. But I can definitely throw you off if you didn't expect it.
Yeah. Now, like, how did you get into that?
I got into it through PZ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like a really close family friend of mine.
Yes, and, yes.
Known him for a really long time, and he definitely like started. Like, he kind of started it here, and he was showing me it, and I was like, wow, this is
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Is it, and now this is going to sound really amateurish of me, but is it, like, harder to play?
I wouldn't say harder, but it's kind of like, once you start kind of playing a whole set in 3-4, it's pretty, like, hard to, you kind of just got to keep going.
Unless
you, like, I mean, it's definitely possible jump back into the 4-4 realm, but
yeah. Well, you mentioned just before we came back on there that it's really hard to mix into 4-4.
Yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It really depends on the other track.
Have you like done it during a set quite well?
I actually don't think I have, but it's kind of like I'm either going one or the other, I think. Yeah,
no, we appreciate the honesty around here. Thank you. Now, your actual name is Axel. How do you say your last name?
Redzner.
Redzner.
Yeah.
God, that's a great name.
Thank you.
It's just fantastic. Surely that like inspired some DJ names.
I don't know. I was just before the Basso alias, I was just going under Axel.
Yeah, right.
And then I really like rocks, and Basso is rock, so I was like, oh sweet, just use that.
Yeah, that works. Now what is that? Redzner, is that Russian?
It's Polish.
Polish, yep. Right. Oh,
yeah, it's a Polish last
God,
name.
God, I fuck with that name so much.
Thank you.
Now, next tune. What are we playing next?
This is a track by At Peace.
Yes, which is called Alive.
Yeah, this is one of my favourites.
Now, At Peace is like a Tom Scott act, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, and I was going to ask, you know, how was homebrew, but you didn't get to go. But you have seen Tom Scott perform a couple of times.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
So fucking good.
My favourite's if you're in Avondale Bowling Club. I've seen that, like, Avondale Bowling Club play a few times.
Yeah.
Never seen that piece play, because they don't really play anymore. I had tickets to see them in 2020. In Auckland.
Was that a COVID thing?
Yeah, it was a COVID thing. I got tickets for my birthday to go to At Peace.
It was
like a reunion gig.
That almost stings more than it was a birthday gift as well.
Yeah.
Now, why this track?
I love this track. This is one of my favourite At Peace tunes. It's kind of hard to pick a favourite At Peace tune because, yeah, they're just like one of my favourites of all time. But this track in particular, I don't know, there's just something about it.
Now, would you like, have you ever had a go at, like, hip-hop?
I love listening to it, but I don't usually, like, play it out or try to make it or anything.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Have you ever tried to, like, freestyle rap or some shit?
Oh, miserably, yeah.
When I was, like, kind of just after I finished high school, my, friend group at the time, used to love getting really high and having like improv rap battles. And like, oh my god, just looking back on them, like how white and cringe they must have been at the time. anyway, here is something that's not cringe. This is Alive by At Peace. Pick number 2 this morning. Is that a quiet stage? No, it's me. No, no, it does quite start. We appear to be having some technical difficulties, but I will fix that right now. What was I saying? Do you know what's the story behind At Peace? In terms of, like, because Tom Scott seems to have, like, 1,000 groups going at any one time.
I don't know. I think that there was, like, the kind of homebrew was his first thing, and I think that was, like, kind of, like, the real hip-hoppy boom-bap sound, and then At Peace was definitely more of, like, an experimental thing.
Yeah, right.
And then he's got Average Rap Band and Avondale Bowling Club, and...
yeah. But he doesn't, on. Like... So At Peace is done, though?
Yeah, I think it's done. They haven't, they haven't released anything in, like, 7 or 8 years now, and I don't think I've played in that long either.
Yikes. Well, I think it's going to work. I don't know why it's not working. It should, in theory, work. If not, we'll play it on something else. Here is Alive by At Peace. Okay, no luck for me on that. Alive by At Peace. This is not a great... I feel so sorry for Tom Scott now. I'm ruining him. I did get to meet him, though. His gig the other night. You know he's like 140 days sober or something?
True. I don't know. Oh, I think I've seen him talk about that. But most of his music's about getting wasted.
I know. Yeah. He said his whole thing would be... is that going to work? No, it's going to ask me to log in. Oh, God. We're going to play your other track.
Right.
And see how that goes instead. Now, this other track is an interesting one. The Count by Surly. Please tell me a little bit about this.
This is some footwork, which is something I'm really into. And we've got a pretty big footwork scene here in Christchurch, in like all of New Zealand. And Surly's from Auckland and does a lot of stuff with Duke Bounce Work, which is a label from America. But
have you performed in Auckland much? Or like around the country generally?
I played in Auckland nearly 2 years ago with Only Clangs, something I used to do, and then I've played in Queenstown and Wanaka and stuff, which have all been real cool, but mainly just here.
Now, is Only Clangs like still a thing?
I don't think so.
No.
I think maybe because Ethan, at one of our mates who's doing it, he lives in Canada now, so we're a bit separated.
Is that where he's gone?
Yeah, Ethan's in Canada. Yeah, he moved there about nearly a year ago, and he's I don't think he wants to come home either.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he like big in skiing and stuff?
Yeah, he's real into that, and he's in Mexico at the moment on for a 2-week trip.
Oh my God!
So sick.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, everyone's traveling and I'm not, and that's really cool. I'm going to wing it, and I think I've got things working here. Let's pray to God. This is The Count by Surly. Please, God, work for me. Please. And there we go. That is The Count by Surly. What inspired that pick?
I love footwork, which is what their genre is, and I like making it and playing it out. And
fair enough.
That's one of my favourite tracks to play out.
Hell yeah. I mean, play what you love,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're just telling me you're moving to Australia.
I am, yeah. In 5.5 weeks.
This is a very difficult question to answer, but do you reckon you could squeeze in a gig or two over there?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I've got this job over there doing rope access work, and it's 6 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'll be out on kind of like in the middle of nowhere as well.
Yeah, nah.
So unfortunately, there's no time to party.
Is that like, is DJing... like a skill you have to keep up, or is it kind of like riding a bike? Like you, once you got it, you got it.
I reckon it's kind of like riding a bike in a way, but also if you don't do it for a while, you get a bit kind of rusty. But then it wouldn't be too hard to kind of get straight back into it.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is so exciting for you.
Pretty exciting.
And like you're going with some friends as well.
Yeah, I'm going with two of my really good mates, Sol and Tom.
Oh, that's great. That's excellent. What is kind of next musically for you? Or do you kind of just go with the flow on that?
I guess so. I don't know. I guess this Australia thing is going to put it on hold for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just enjoying kind of playing tunes in my living room and playing the odd gig.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's kind of my
vibe,
yeah.
So do you have like the whole setup in your living room?
I do, yeah.
Turntables
in my...
Yeah, and we already established, like, you have a fair few friends who are into the same thing. So is it, like, a house full of DJs?
I live with two people. I live with a couple, Flynn and Lily.
Oh, yeah.
Who are both very into music as well.
Great.
And me and Flynn and Lily, yeah, we just love playing tracks in the living room. Oh, with a girl all night.
You mentioned your parents, who are friends. I know, well, actually, I know both James and Simon who work here happen to know your parents. Now, I've never met them, but they, I assume they're quite musically inclined people too.
My old man is, he likes music. He's not into electronic music.
Oh, really?
Mum loves it, though. Yeah, mum's right into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she loves the party.
So what, does he like, listen to your music?
He's actually been to a few of my gigs.
Oh, okay.
He's enjoyed it,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
But he's not, I don't think he listens to electronic music. Right.
growing up, a lot of music in your life?
Yeah. My mum actually just texted in. She said, lol.
Hi, mum. and what do you listen to growing up?
Lots of stuff. Lots of, like, the Loop CDs, which was like a...
Oh, my God, I haven't thought about those in
years.
Yeah,
lots of, like, Module, Pitch Black, old Shapeshifter and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So a lot of Kiwi music in that as well.
Yeah, definitely, I reckon. A lot of Kiwi music.
Wow. That's really, really cool to be brought up on. Hi to your mum, by the way. I hope this has been moderate listening for you. Now, your show on a Monday night. How's the journey with that been? Like, has the music changed much on that over the course of time?
I reckon, yeah, definitely. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's definitely changed. I kind of just, it's mainly like an all vinyl show now.
Yeah, wow.
Which it wasn't, no, and it was run by other people, so it was like the only Clang's show like 2 years ago, and then I did that with Josh and Ethan, and then it was at 11:30 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was pretty hard work. And I think those boys kind of weren't that into it. So it was just kind of me going, and I stuck it out.
Oh, well done. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Now it's 7 p.m. So
7 p.m.
I've moved up the ranks to a 7 p.m. show.
And, like, did you always think you'd go in the vinyl direction with it?
I don't know. I just enjoy playing it a lot more than playing digitally.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's just more fun, in my opinion.
Totally.
And I don't actually own any CDJs or anything. So I've only got turntables, so it's just kind of like makes more sense.
Oh, now I wasn't expecting that. So no CDJs?
I don't, no,
really?
No CDJs. Wow. I've only got two turntables, which is just kind of like, it's all I can really practice on.
How many records do you think you have?
Me? Oh, God, I don't know. I think I've got maybe like three full bins.
Wow, okay. And, like, do you bring a bin all the way up the stairs here?
I do, yeah.
Oh, my God, do you?
Yeah, it's a bit of a struggle.
I always
sometimes
feel bad, because there are so many fucking stairs to get to the studio.
It can be a bit dizzy as well. It's real, like, spiraling.
Yeah, it is, hey. And you're doing that with shitloads of records. Sorry about that. It's much appreciated, though. We appreciate it. Finally, we're back at... Alive by At Peace, a Tom Scott number, and At Peace was just a very brief thing, really, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, right. This is the final pick today. Great picks, all been quite different.
Yeah, I thought I had to, yeah.
Yeah, you nailed that. Yeah, absolutely nailed that.
Thank you.
So this is final pick today. This is At Peace. With Alive. Are we ready? If it doesn't work, I'm going to fucking kill someone. No, it's fine. It'll be good. We'll be right back.
That's when I open. That's when I open my eyes.
And that was our final pick for the guest list this morning, Alive by At Peace. And like a good one to finish on, actually.
I think it was meant to be.
Maybe it was meant to be. So, Axel, what does a day look like for you now?
I don't know.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm going to Michael's house.
Right.
Gonna go make some tunes.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
It's a pretty cool.
That's Duffy, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're supposed to make a. It's the Big Fresh Collective, Fotmahi 2024 deadline on Friday, and we haven't.
Oh my god.
We haven't started, so we've got 2 days to kind of make something.
And that has to be one of my favorite releases each year, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, from your point of view, like, is something like that quite cool? Because it's like you and your friends, basically, right?
It is, yeah. There's heaps of my mates on it.
Now, this is a weird one. Is there ever competition there?
I don't think so. Nah, nice. It's all fun.
Oh, that's good.
It's all love and
that's wholesome.
With BFC, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Good luck for that. Do you reckon you'll crank out the tune?
I reckon, yeah.
What's like the quickest you've ever made a tune?
Maybe like if you could kind of get one done in the day, like some people can smash them out real quick, but I think maybe a day for me. Yeah,
that's still pretty good actually. You got any gigs coming up or anything like that?
We've got. It's actually not out yet, but. There's a potential Roots Fire Sound party coming up. I think it's next month, just before I go away.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ping 10.
Ping 10.
Yeah.
And any tunes or anything coming out? I mean, Big Fresh Collective.
Hopefully,
obviously.
We can get that one done. But other than that, no, I don't.
Cool.
Anything.
Cool. Well, I am so glad I finally got you for the guest list. Around here fucking adores you and
thank you.
James loves you because you play 3-4 but and I admire you for that too. Thank you so much for coming and doing the guest list this morning. Were there any songs that almost made the list?
There was, yeah. I had a Pitch Black tune that I was going to play, but some reason didn't make the cut. No.
Man, they hit. Now they're someone who've been around a long time.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I assume you've seen Pitch Black play.
I have. Yeah, I saw them play a couple years ago.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Played that show at Hyde.
They're really good. Axel, you're really good. You're great. You're a brilliant performer, and it's been delightful to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So thank you so much, and free day off. Enjoy it.
Boom. It's going to be great.
And this has been
The Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.